In former times, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Novelists who once knew better words now only use four-letter words. Writing prose, anything goes. If saying your prayers you like, if green pears you like, if old chairs you like, if back stairs you like, if love affairs you like, with young bears you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night a set that's smart is indulging in nudist parties in studios, anything goes. When Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian Reds to yes her, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Max Gordon produce his shows, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today you gave a cent today once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. Sam Goldwyn can, with great conviction, instruct Anna Sten in diction, then Anna shows anything goes. When you hear that Lady Mendel standing up, now turns a handspring landing up on her toes, anything goes. Just think of those shocks you've gotten, those knocks you've gotten, those blues you've got from that news you've got, and those pains you've got, if any brains you've got, from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast a bed from Simmons, 'cause Franklin knows anything goes. Fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. So though I'm not a great romancer, you know that I'm bound to answer when you propose. Anything goes. Anything goes. Anything goes. anything goes.